Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will join me in a few minutes, hopefully, followed by Mark Glenn at 8 o'clock. When Mark Glenn comes on at 8 o'clock, we, of course, will be talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up October 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles. For more information about that, you can go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Two or three really interesting stories to take a look at this morning, in particular. Number one among these involves something involving Ed and Elaine Brown. CNN.com reports that New Hampshire tax evaders were taken into custody after standoff. This is what CNN has to say about it. A couple convicted of tax evasion was taken into custody after a five-month-long standoff with federal agents in New Hampshire. A federal law enforcement source with knowledge of the investigation told CNN. Ed and Elaine Brown, who had refused to surrender to authorities to serve their prison sentences, were taken into custody without incident Thursday evening by U.S. Marshals at about 8 p.m. The Browns had been holed up in their concrete-reinforced home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They were convicted of evading $1.9 million in taxes, a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The Browns were sentenced in absentia in April. Throughout the ordeal, the Browns insisted there was no valid law that requires them to pay income taxes. Quote, "We have committed no crime and we will not go to prison for non-crimes," unquote, Elaine Brown told CNN in June. Marshals cut off utilities to the house in early June, but the Browns told CNN it was not much of a hardship because they had their own wind turbine as well as solar panels that provided some electricity. Also, their property covers more than 103 acres, so there was plenty of wood to keep them warm in the winter, they said. The couple and their New Hampshire home had become a rallying spot for anti-government supporters. Randy Weaver, a survivor of the 1992 incident at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, had recently visited the Browns to show his support. Over the summer, the Browns invited their supporters and friends to an outdoor party in their property that included live music, bocce, and barbecue. Their online invitations asked attendees, quote, "to stand in solidarity with the Browns against income tax fraud and celebrate freedom," unquote. U.S. Marshal Steve Monnier told CNN the service had no desire to engage in a violent confrontation with the Browns, quote, "but warrants aren't going away. They will serve their prison sentence," unquote, he added. The Browns, who were in their 60s, now likely face a host of other charges, says CNN. They accumulated the back taxes between 1996 and 2003, in part for money made from Elaine's private dental practice. Four people accused of aiding and abetting the Browns, including one man who allegedly provided security, were arrested and taken into custody in mid-September. This is what CNN is reporting at CNN.com in a piece entitled "New Hampshire Tax Evaders Taken into Custody After Standoff." A couple of other things worth taking a look at this morning. Ron Larson at LibertyCalling.com forwards something to me from Gun Owners of America entitled "An Open Letter to the Pro-Gun Community." This is dated October the 4th, but it is something that is well worth taking a look at. Maybe a cliche, but it's true, says Gun Owners for America. This letter is written not in anger, but in sorrow and concern. It is written to our friends about the NRA staff who tragically have taken a course which we believe would be disastrous for the Second Amendment and the pro-gun movement. Two of us are life members of the NRA, says this letter coming from Gun Owners of America, one of whom was an NRA board member for over 10 years, and our legislative counsel was a paid consultant for the NRA. So we certainly have no animus against the NRA staff, much less our wonderful friends who are NRA members. In fact, over the last 30 years, GOA and its staff have worked with NRA to facilitate most of our pro-gun victories, from McClure Volkmer to the death of the post-Columbine gun control to a gun liability bill free of anti-gun killer amendments. But those who staff the NRA without consulting the membership have now made a series of strange and dangerous alliances with the likes of Chuck Schumer, Carolyn McCarthy, and Pat Leahy. We'll be back. This is Mark Nankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez will join us in a few minutes.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Back. This is Mark Nankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Been taking a look this morning at this post from Gun Owners of America talking about an open letter to the pro-gun community. The Gun Owners of America, which I belong to, by the way, I also belong to the National Rifle Association, to both organizations. Those who staff the NRA, says Gun Owners of America, without consulting the membership, have now made a series of strange and dangerous alliances with the like of Chuck Schumer, Carolyn McCarthy, and Pat Leahy. And we believe that if allowed to continue, says GOA, this will produce anti-gun policies which the NRA staff will bitterly regret. Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount that by their fruits ye shall know them. And frankly, these fruits are not likely to produce much pro-gun legislation. Substantively, the Leahy-McCarthy-Schumer bill, which NRA staff has vigorously supported without consulting with its membership, would rubber stamp the illegal and non-statutory Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms regulations, which have already been used to strip gun rights from 110,000 veterans. It would also allow an anti-gun administration to turn over Americans' most private medical records to the federal instant check system without a court order. But perhaps even worse, the bill was hatched in secret, says Gun Owners of America, without hearings or testimony, and passed out of the House without even a roll call. And now the sponsors are trying to do the same thing in the United States Senate in an effort to ram the bill through without votes or floor debate led by anti-gun Senator Chuck Schumer. If it is good legislation, as its proponents claim, why such fears of a roll call vote or debate in committee? Indeed, in the face of horrific dissent from the National Rifle Association's own membership, its staff has tragically ignored arguments and dug in its heels, says Gun Owners of America, in an almost because-we-say-so attitude. Understand this, says GOA. Passage of McCarthy, Leahy, Schumer will not quell the calls for gun control. To the contrary, it will embolden our enemies to push for the abolition of even more of our Second Amendment rights. Already the Brady campaign has indicated its intent to follow up this victory, quote-unquote, with a push for an effective ban on gun shows. Number two, passage of McCarthy, Leahy, Schumer will not be viewed as an NRA victory. To the contrary, once the liberal media has used the NRA staff for its purposes, it will throw them away like a used Kleenex. Already an overconfident press is crowing that this is, quote, the first major gun control measure in over a decade, unquote. Taking the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms' horrifically expansive unlawful regulations dealing with veterans' loss of gun rights and making them unchangeable, congressionally endorsed statutory law is not maintaining the status quo, quote unquote. We are told, says Gun Owners of America, that the McCarthy-Leahy-Schumer bill should be passed because it contains special provisions to allow persons prohibited from owning guns to get their rights restored. But there is already such a provision in the law. It is 18 United States Code 925C. And the reason why no one has been able to get their rights restored under current law is that funds for the system have been blocked by Chuck Schumer. It is no favor to gun owners for Chuck Schumer, the man who's blocked funding for McClure Volkmer's, quote, relief from disability, unquote, provisions for 15 years, to now offer to give us back a tepid version of the provisions of current law, which he has tried so hard to destroy. Finally, there is the cost, as Gun Owners of America, which range from $1 billion in the cheapest draft to $5 billion, to one bill which places no limits whatsoever on spending. Thus, we would be drastically increasing funding for gun control at a time when BATF, which has done so much damage to the Second Amendment, should be punished rather than rewarded. We would now respectfully ask the National Rifle Association staff to step back from a battle with its membership and to join with us, as Gun Owners of America, in opposing McCarthy, Leahy, Schumer gun control rather than supporting it. And to our friends and NRA members, we would ask that you take this letter and pass it on to your colleagues. Sincerely, Senator H.L. Bill Richardson, founder and chairman, Larry Pratt, executive director of Gun Owners of America, Michael E. Hammond, legislative counsel, Gun Owners of America. Folks, if you're interested in this, I'm sure if you go to gunowners.org, you will find some reference made to this letter and presumably a copy of it. This is an open letter to the pro-gun community coming from Gun Owners of America in Springfield, Virginia. We have a situation where when you look at it, this is very definitely something that could well involve incrementalism. And as one who is a life member of both of these organizations, I would certainly urge my friends and colleagues at the National Rifle Association to take another look at this. I also think it's a clear precursor to gun control measures that are yet to take place as the Democratic Congress continues to move in an effort to strip people of guns or to strip more and more people of their constitutional right to own guns. We also have to look at this in terms of what's going to happen if there's a Democratic president, especially if it's Hillary Clinton. What's going to happen then if we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress? I think the handwriting is on the wall in terms of further conflict between constitutionally oriented gun owners on the one hand and a federal bureaucracy on the other that would be controlled by a President Clinton from the top. This is a very interesting and dangerous situation, potentially, that we can only imagine what the consequences will be in regard to this whole thing as we move into the months and the days that precede the first Tuesday in November of 2008 and then precede the January of 2009. What's going to happen? We simply don't know. But as of right now, and I stand by this statement, as of right now, the Democratic Party, which of course is fully capable of shooting itself in both feet without a doubt, the Democratic Party is going to have to do a great deal of that, I think, in order to lose this election. The Republican Party is in absolute disarray in the wake of all these years of King George. And all the years of King George in a Republican Congress has really given a great deal of lack of morale to the American public that does not agree with all of these left-wing presumptions and so forth. Here we now have a situation where the alternatives are Giuliani, McCain, and Mitt Romney in the Republican Party, with Giuliani supposedly in the lead as of right now as the upper-tier Republican candidate, according to the mainstream press. Giuliani is pro-gun control. He's pro-gay rights. He's pro-abortion. What is the Republican Party doing in a flirtation with this kind of a nominee? If we end up with Giuliani as one example in the Republican Party and any of the announced Democratic contenders, especially Hillary Clinton, you can kind of see what is likely to happen. What does this mean? It means that for those of you who belong to the National Rifle Association or to Gun Owners of America, our efforts are going to have to be redoubled in every possible way at the state and local level as well as at the federal level to ensure that our constitutional rights to own firearms are preserved. And by constitutional rights to own firearms, I do not simply mean 22 caliber long rifles in order to go squirrel hunting. I support the idea that you ought to be able to hunt squirrels. Don't question that, of course. But the gun, the Second Amendment, is about a lot more than hunting. It includes hunting, but it is not exclusively dealing with hunting. It also deals with your right to own the weapons of your choice to protect your family and your loved ones and your property from those who would act as criminal predators in an attempt to take your life or your property. And that also involves not simply domestic enemies of the Constitution of the United States, it involves foreign predators who would invade our nation as well. Just picture what this will be like if we end up nationwide with a gun control regimen that is not dissimilar from what is presently going on in New York City and Washington, D.C. This is what the left wing of the Democratic Party wants. Are we going to allow them to have that? Keep that in mind, of course, as you go to the polls in 2007 and in 2008. Number of other things to take a look at this morning. Hesham Talawi forwards a post to me that I had also seen in a couple of other venues, and it's well worth taking a look at this morning. It's entitled Harvard Law School Expels Star Student for Holocaust Denial. Hesham Talawi says as follows: "We apologize to all of our friends and readers. The email about the Harvard Law School turned out to be a satire. We appreciate all those who care to email us and tell us that. Unfortunately, we can't reply to every email." You know, as you look at this whole thing, quite clearly, it's very easy for something like this to happen. This has happened to me, by the way. I had reported something some days ago involving Israel's alleged insistence that foreign aid be paid to them in euros. That article was apparently satirical as well. Several fine listeners to my broadcast pointed that out to me. I have neglected, not deliberately, but have neglected to mention that that took place in the context of what has happened to Dr. Talawi. I would say that as fine a broadcaster and journalist as he is, this can happen to anybody. And he's out there in front to say that he's thanking those who wrote in to set him straight on this one. I also needed to be set straight on this whole thing of the Harvard Law School issue because I had read this privately in my home last night. It had been sent to me as what purported to be a serious article. The same thing happened to me, as I was mentioning earlier, in terms of this whole alleged report of Israel insisting that its foreign aid be paid in euros. That for now is apparently a satirical report. Maybe it won't be in a few days or weeks or months, but at least as of now, I stand corrected on having reported that on this show some days ago, I believe when Greg Felton was on the broadcast. We'll be back. This is Mark Bancroft, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dancoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us at right around 8 o'clock this morning, a little bit after the first commercial break, to talk about the No More Wars for Israel conference that Mark is putting together for October 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles. By the way, for more information on that conference, go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. You know that this is a situation, folks, as we approach that event. I was talking about this with Mark Glenn yesterday. He can give you his own take on this, certainly, when he comes on the show this morning. This is a pivotal event in the history of this country and in the history of the world. For those of us who have become involved in this event, and Mark Glenn, of course, has been spearheading the whole thing in terms of the planning and the logistics and the execution of the event, it is quite awesome to see the response. It is quite awesome to see the incredible responsibility that God has given each and every one of us involved with this conference to do as well as we can, to be as responsible as we can in promoting in presenting our case, our deeply held belief that this war in the Middle East is wrong, and that our support of the Israeli lobby is wrong, and that our support of this expansion, proposed expansion of this war in the Middle East is wrong, dead wrong. It's wrong morally, it's wrong politically, it's wrong militarily, and it's wrong constitutionally. Keep an eye on that conference, October 12th through the 14th in Southern California, because essentially what we have here is a situation where this might be our last chance to make this effective a case before a wider public. This thing's going to be covered, I'm sure, by both the national and international news media. Please pray for the people who are involved in this conference. Support it to the extent that you can. If you are not able to be there, Mark Lind can sure use your financial help in all the things that he's doing between now and October 12th through the 14th to make this thing happen effectively. You can contact him by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Also wanted to mention this morning that Republic Broadcasting Network now has a chat room on the homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. I have not yet been in that chat room. I plan on checking this thing out this weekend so that I can incorporate this chat room into what I'm doing with Mark Dankoff's America. But as I look at our callers page this morning, it is reminding me that we have that chat room available, and I want to ensure that everyone has the opportunity online to avail themselves of this at www.republicbroadcasting.org. If you have any questions for me this morning or for Mark Lind when he comes on after the first commercial break in the second hour, of course, you're free to call at 1-800-313-9443. That caller's line is 1-800-313-9443. Apologize for misreading the number. I'm trying to do two things at once, including responding to a message that has been sent to me electronically. So I'm looking at two different computer boards. That caller number again is 1-800-313-9443. A couple of other things to take a look at this morning in regard to news stories. There was something that I mentioned yesterday when Mary Starr was on the show, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. I had just come across the piece by Sarah Posner in the American Prospect. It's entitled "The Fundamentalist." Gets into some analysis of some of the issues that Mary Starr was talking about with us yesterday in her segment on this show. Sarah Posner's article, "The Fundamentalist," can be found at the American Prospect, and among other things, it discusses the whole issue of whether or not the Christian right will name its own third-party candidate in the 2008 elections. This is something that Mary Starr was chatting with us about yesterday. Here's Sarah Posner's take on this at the American Prospect. "A third-party Christian right candidate? Not a chance," she says. Over the weekend, Sarah Posner notes, well-placed leaks to the New York Times, Salon, ABC News, and WorldNet Daily spread a story that the clandestine Council for National Policy would rather get behind a third-party candidate than back current frontrunner Rudolph Giuliani. A seat of power for ideological purists, media moguls, and the Christian rights fundraising aristocracy, the Council for National Policy can pull all the necessary strings for the right candidate. Back in 1999, George W. Bush sealed the deal with the Christian right with a speech which 8 years later is still subject to the organization's double super secrecy rules. The idea that the Christian right would need to endorse a third-party candidate is ludicrous, says Posner, given its pathological need to defeat Hillary Clinton and ultimately maintain sway over the White House. Focus on the Family's James Dobson has a history of threatening defection from the GOP to endorse a third-party candidate. He has never followed through because he's savvy enough to know it would render him irrelevant, says Posner. No doubt the leaks were designed to put pressure on the GOP not to nominate Giuliani. But it was Romney's camp that really took offense. The Evangelicals from Mitt blog reacted angrily to the leak as a diss of Romney as well. Quote, thankfully though, and despite popular opinion, James Dobson, Tony Perkins, and Richard Land don't speak for the entire evangelical movement. We're actually capable of making difficult political judgments on our own," unquote. Tell that to John McCain, says Sarah Posner, who this week gave new meaning to desperation. The courting of the Christian right vote continued. Romney made nice with Pat Robertson's TV camera and later reiterated his commitment to nominating justices, quote, in the strict constructionist mold of Roberts, Alito, Scalia, and Thomas, unquote. We'll be back with Sarah Posner's essay. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me after the first commercial break in hour number two to talk about the No More Wars for Israel conference. Interesting, a couple of other items that have come up this morning. One is the arrest of Ed and Elaine Brown Thursday evening, as that is now being reported at CNN.com. We also note what Gun Owners of America has to say about the National Rifle Association's recent tete-a-tete with folks by the name of Schumer, Chuck Schumer, Carolyn McCarthy, and Pat Leahy. What does all of that mean? We'll have to see what it means, but the NRA needs to be very careful, it seems to me, as one who belongs to that organization, that we do not go down the pathway of incrementalism when it comes to the agenda of the left in this country on guns and on gun confiscation. So we took a look at that letter. My thanks to Ron Larson of LibertyCalling.com. for sending this GOA open letter to the pro-gun community along to me. We've also taken a look at a couple of other things this morning, including this current essay that comes to us from Sarah Posner. Sarah, of course, is writing for the American Prospect, and in what she has to tell us this morning, there are some very noteworthy things to follow up on in regard to this whole business of the Council for National Policy, the so-called clandestine Council for National Policy, and why it is talking about getting behind a third-party candidate rather than back current front-runner Rudolph Giuliani. Quite clear, Giuliani is pro-gay rights, he's pro-abortion on demand, he's pro-gun control. On those three issues alone, there should be no Christian right person in the United States or any political conservative in this country generally or any constitutionalist who should have anything to do with Giuliani. That should be underscored. Posner, I believe, to be simply wrong when she says that the idea that the Christian right would endorse a third-party candidate is ludicrous, given its pathological need to defeat Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is that she does note correctly that James Dobson has had a history of threatening defection from the GOP but has never followed through with it. I suspect that Dr. Dobson is bluffing on this time, but maybe he isn't. We'll just have to wait and see. But the idea that the Christian right has so much to lose with Hillary Clinton that they would ultimately go along with or should go along with the Giuliani candidacy is to me a fundamentally flawed idea. There is a second thing that comes forth, of course, in what we have read of the essay thus far, and that is that Mitt Romney, who is clearly trying to make his own inroads in terms of Christian right support, has been downplaying or engaged in flat dissimulation in regard to his own record on a series of key issues, especially the homosexual rights issue. How one goes back into Romney's background and sees the things that he ran on when he was running for the United States Senate in Massachusetts, how he squares all of that with what he's now trying to say to the Christian right is simply beyond me. He has no more credibility than Giuliani has, in my judgment, on that issue, those issues, or a series of other issues that are not generally considered to be hot-button ones where the Christian right is concerned. In both cases, meaning Giuliani, meaning Romney, these guys are not conservatives. They are not people that constitutionalists or Christian right folks ought to be voting for or even talking to in regard to proposed ideas of support for the fall of 2008. Posner, I think, correctly notes in this essay at the American Prospect entitled The Fundamentalist that John McCain gave new meaning this last week to desperation. Quite clearly, McCain is through in regard to being a viable presidential contender. And yet, in all three instances, speaking of McCain, Giuliani, and Romney, the real story that has not been gone into at all by Sarah Posner this morning at the American Prospect is that the relationship of any of these guys in the Republican Party, and for that matter the Democratic Party, ultimately comes down to the Jewish and Israeli lobbies. And when we look at this whole issue surrounding Giuliani, McCain, and Romney, clearly the only game in town for Christian right voters who understand the Constitution and who truly understand the issues that are involved with Christian culture and who clearly understand that this war is wrong despite what their leaders are telling them, they have a candidate right now in the Republican primaries to vote for, and that's Ron Paul. Why is the Christian right not flocking to Ron Paul? As we said on this show yesterday, and Mary Starr affirmed this, it is the fact that Ron Paul stands against Mr. Bush's operation in the Middle East and does so on moral and constitutional grounds that has him at arm's length with the Christian right, or the Christian right at arm's length with he, I think is the better way of putting that. And that's a real shame because Ron Paul should be their guy. And the fact that the Israeli lobby has that much of a stranglehold on the American Christian right is testimony to the bankruptcy of both movements. Yes, I think the American Christian right, and I'm not talking about individual conservative Christians because I happen to be one of those folks, but I'm talking about the institutional political Christian right that identifies itself with some of the names that come up in this American Prospect article. That movement, folks, is absolutely bankrupt. Look at what they have allowed to happen in regard to supporting Mr. Bush's foreign policy. Look at what they have allowed to happen in regard to the fact that they never identify the chief culprits that are really the ones behind the pollution of American cultural values and American spiritual values historically. Why is that? Because formally and informally, I think that they're on the payroll. They're on the payroll of the Israeli lobby and the Jewish lobby in the United States. Check it out. I think we can support that that claim, that charge. The rest of the world, I think, sees it for what it is as well. Just to get back to the Posner essay here then, just for a couple of additional minutes. Talking about the courting of the Christian right vote, she notes that Mitt Romney made nice with Pat Robertson's TV camera and later reiterated his commitment to nominating justices in the strict constructionist mold of Roberts, Alito, Scalia, and Thomas. Fred Thompson reportedly wowed the Council for National Policy with his speech last spring, but many evangelicals have since withheld judgment. Mike Huckabee declared the GOP's dark horse candidate this week by Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton broke into double digits in a Newsweek poll of likely GOP caucus goers, albeit with a large margin of error, overtaking Baptist-come-lately McCain for the first time. But Bishop Harry Jackson, whose high-impact leadership coalition is co-sponsoring this month's Values Voters Summit, along with Dobson's Focus on the Family Action, downplayed Huckabee's ability to raise the campaign cash needed to surge ahead. Jackson told me this week, says Sarah Posner, that Dobson's endorsement, while, quote, a plus, unquote, especially among older evangelicals, is not required to win the GOP nomination. Many social conservatives would hold their nose and vote for Giuliani in the general election, and some may well be impressed with his perceived post-9/11 tough guy reputation. What's more, Jackson added, continued fragmentation of support among some of the second and third tier candidates, Huckabee, Brownback, Tancredo, Hunter, Paul, and the newly announced Alan Keyes, could work to Giuliani's benefit in the primaries. As an added bonus, he would not have to answer charges in the general election that he pandered to the religious right. You know, when we look at this whole situation, folks, again, Ron Paul stands alone among these various people that are mentioned by Sarah Posner in this American Prospect article. When it really comes down to Israel and the war on terror, all of these other folks are in the neocon camp. Ron Paul is the only one who is a constitutionalist. Ron Paul is the only one who is not kowtowed to the Israeli lobby. Ron Paul, as far as I know, is the only one who is saying all of the correct things on taxes, all of the correct things on the Federal Reserve Board, all of the correct things on globalization, and who has not made a deal with the Israeli lobby. All of these other guys, for the most part, have. And folks, if you're running as an American conservative, how do you do business with the Israeli lobby? How do you do business with those who want to expand America's role as a surrogate military force for Israel in the Middle East? How do you turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to the very credible evidence that the domestic Jewish lobby in the United States has had a disproportionate political and financial support role that it has played in the promotion of abortion and homosexual rights in our society? This is a very interesting bit of political fraud that is engaged in by these Republican candidates time and time and time again. I think it's about time for the average Christian conservative in this country, the people whose hearts are in the right place and whose ideology is basically clear and sound, that they ought to give up on this nonsense once and for all. Once and for all. Hey, here's one for you. Here's Giuliani's boast with CBN's David Brody last week in Santa Barbara. In that appearance, Giuliani boasted, "I pray to Jesus. I pray to Jesus." I wonder if Jesus Christ has yet revealed to Giuliani that abortion is a violation of God's law. I wonder if Giuliani, in praying to Jesus, has had any insights from the Son of God in regard to why homosexuality and cross-dressing are perversions. I wonder if Giuliani has received any insight from the Son of God in regard to why it is wrong for us as a nation to be supporting Israel's genocide in Palestine. I wonder if Giuliani has had any insights recently where the Son of God is concerned as to why it is wrong to attack another nation that has not attacked us first with the preemptive use of tactical nuclear weapons. I'd like to see what some of the other candidates in the Republican Party running this time would have to say on all of those issues, especially the war on terror and this war in the Middle East. Some of these other guys sound pretty good on the other issues, but when it comes right down to it on this war and on the expansion of the national security state in this country and doing things at the behest of Israel and at their beck and call, this is where, with the exception of Ron Paul, all of these other folks simply fail the litmus test. Posner goes on in this essay at the American Prospect entitled The Fundamentalist to say that the march to World War III continues. Looks like John Hagee might be good at prophesying war after all, says Posner. After the Senate passed the Kyle Lieberman resolution last week, Cy Hirsch reported that Iran war plans continue apace at the White House. According to former Israeli government insider Greg Levy, if the Bush administration doesn't act militarily against Iran, Israel may see its own window of opportunity closing in January of 2009. With Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to New York last week, Rod Parsley, who is a regional director for Hagee's Christians United for Israel, pumped up the anti-Ahmadinejad rhetoric on his television broadcast. He juxtaposed this century's Hitler with a sermon in which he rejected land for peace as appeasement, quote-unquote, adding that Israel's, quote, boundaries, my Christian friends, are found in your Bible, unquote. He regurgitated the end-time scenario from Hagee's Jerusalem Countdown, which includes the rapture, which could happen at any time. For example, you might be flying across the Atlantic with a suicide bomber on board when suddenly you are whisked away to heaven. Shouting that no one should fear the war that he says is predicted in the book of Ezekiel, Parsley added, quote, there's nothing that can stop our final flight into the realms of glory, unquote. We're worried about Islamic fanaticism, folks? Take a look at this brand of fanaticism coming to us from Rod Parsley, the regional director of John Hagee's Christians United for Israel. I've said it before on this broadcast. None of these guys want to talk about the documented history of terrorism supported by the State of Israel from its founding. None of these guys want to talk about the State of Israel's role in deliberately attacking the USS Liberty in 1967. None of these guys want to take a look at the very compelling case that Michael Collins Piper has made for a direct Israeli Mossad involvement in the assassinations of John Kennedy and Martin Luther King, among others. They don't want to take a look at what Israel is currently sponsoring in Lebanon, by the way, something that we might yet take a look at with Mark Glenn a little bit later on this morning. And when it comes to this parenthesis theory on the ninth chapter of the book of Daniel, there is no parenthesis between the 69th week and the 70th. This is a simple invention that comes to us courtesy of John Nelson Darby and the Schofield Reference Bible. Take a look at the older exegetical case on this made by evangelical E.J. Young in his Introduction to the Old Testament. By the way, if you take a look at several of the best biblical commentaries that are out there that are coming to us from an evangelical perspective, they get into Dr. Young's case as to why this parenthesis theory that is routinely asserted by people like John Hagee and Rod Parsley happens to be exegetically, theologically, and historically wrong. I might talk about that a little bit in Los Angeles at the No More Wars for Israel conference, but suffice it to say that when you read through this news story this morning, that Posner, although a liberal, correctly understands that these guys involved with Hagee and Hagee himself are getting into the realm of lunacy. By the way, Posner goes on to note in this essay at the American Prospect that John Hagee claims his new book will reshape Christian theology. By the way, it already has, John. John Nelson Darby and Cyrus Schofield and Charles Ryrie were there years before John Hagee, and so was Hal Lindsey. Hagee is simply repristinating the dispensational heresy as we have had it since 1830. So it's not new, folks. It's simply well-financed by the Jewish interests that have been bankrolling John Hagee for a very long period of time. Posner notes that Hagee has a new book out this week in defense of Israel. In a promotion on his TV show, Hagee claimed that the book, quote, will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In defense of Israel will shape Christian theology, says Hagee. it scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah, unquote. Well, John Hagee, you have just called Jesus Christ a liar. Take a look sometime at any of the gospel narratives. And take a look at Jesus' own clear prophecy that Israel would be judged 40 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for its denial of Jesus as Messiah. That, by the way, is found in so many places in the gospel narratives that it's simply breathtaking. Jesus Christ says, specifically, that not one stone of the Jewish temple would fail to be thrown down because they did not recognize the time of God's coming in terms of the incarnation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And they were directly involved, the key players in the conspiracy that caused Jesus Christ to be crucified. Jesus Christ says that there's a direct linear relationship between this and the fact that the Romans came in AD 70 and destroyed the Jewish temple. Jesus Christ in the parable of the tenants, Jesus Christ in the parable of the fig tree, makes it abundantly clear that there is a judgment of God aimed at national Israel, and that that judgment of God is a judgment that is to be seen in perpetuity. Wow, this is incredible stuff. According to Hagee, Jesus did not claim to be the Messiah, says Posner. How then, quote, can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered, unquote? Eschatology, says Posner, or the life of Brian? John Hagee is a dangerous man, folks. He is a heretic in terms of Christian theism. He is a dangerous man in terms of promoting a third world war, and on behalf of what? This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting
Network. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been taking a look at a series of news stories this morning. The arrest of Ed and Elaine Brown Thursday night up there in New Hampshire. You can find the story on that one at CNN.com. Ron Larson of Liberty Calling forwards a letter to me from Gun Owners of America talking about their concerns about the National Rifle Association's dealing with Mr. Schumer and Mr. Leahy in regard to gun control legislation. We've taken a look at Sarah Posner's essay for the American Prospect called Fundamentalist, where we can agree with some of Sarah's ideas, disagree with others, but it becomes abundantly clear. The mainstream Christian right is absolutely married to the Zionist lobby. This guarantees, of course, that the Christian right, the mainstream portion of it, the deluded portion of it, will continue to support this lunacy known as War for Israel. For those of us who disagree, come to the No More Wars for Israel conference in Los Angeles, October 12th through the 14th. We'll say more about that when Mark Len comes on. It is also abundantly clear that there is one game in town for every Christian and constitutional voter. That game is Ron Paul. We need to get behind Ron Paul and to do so to the maximum extent possible. There you have it. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. We need you, and we need you now. You can find us at republicbroadcasting.org or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. We need your support, your prayers, your financial gifts, your networking on our behalf. We need you as we've never needed you before, because we are entering new and dark and perilous and uncharted waters in the history of this country. You can be a part of the fight by supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support our friends at the American Free Press as well. You can give them a call at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. The American Free Press is doing the same things in newspaper format that the Republic Broadcasting Network is doing over the international airwaves. It's not an accident that we have a very close friendship with the American Free Press. It's not an accident that Mark Len and Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi and Mark Gankoff are all linked up to both of these entities. Support them to the extent that you can. And support Ron Paul. You can find him at RonPaul2008. He has done very, very well, by the way, in this latest quarter. I saw this brief blurb that indicates that he's raised $5 million in the latest quarter. Folks, he's on a roll. He's doing well enough that the establishment is afraid, they are scared, they are beginning to get a little panicked. What should our reaction to that be? Support Ron Paul even more strongly. Let's fool the Republican establishment and the globalists by allowing Ron Paul to win a couple of early primaries and caucuses. The neocons are concerned enough that they've even gotten their old stalking horse, Alan Keyes, into the race to divert votes away from more legitimate conservative contenders. We need to support Ron Paul. He's the only game in town. This is a time not to listen to Dobson and the Council for National Policy and all of these other folks that once again are trying to divert our attention from where we should be focused. Ron Paul is the only game in town. Support him. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the American Free Press. Support Ron Paul. And support the No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up in Los Angeles, October 12th through the 14th. For more information, go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you want to contact Mark Glenn via snail mail, you can also do that at Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. If you want to come to the conference, you can register for a hotel room for $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration for the conference is $150 per person, couples $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. And Mark has a very, very long and distinguished list of speakers who are now confirmed. He continues to await responses from some other folks who will really add to the conference if they participate in any way. We should have Mark shortly after the first break this morning for the second hour. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Whenever Mark calls, we'll bring him up. Stay tuned.
With recent